Hard work can actually get you somewhere in life. In 8th grade, I was on the Science Olympiad team for Thomas Jefferson Middle School, and at the time I thought I'd worked the hardest and was going to do well at the state competition, while only entering in two events, anatomy and physiology, and herpetology. After my first event, anatomy, I had entered the room for herpetology with high hopes and had spent days on end studying for this test. About an hour later, I walk out of the test feeling sick to my stomach. I didn't know more than half of the questions. I'd gotten 11th. Which for the expectations of this school was very bad. I went in to complete that year and get on the team next year, my freshman year and my final year. And while my partner was no longer on the team, I had to study with a whole new person. I had realized the previous year I had slacked off and vowed to improve upon myself and work habits. I worked harder than I ever had on one thing to make sure I didn't let down my team, coaches, and partner, and most importantly, myself. Dumping hours upon hours into creating a whole new binder for this event, which ended up being around 200 pages long. One of my proudest projects that I had worked on. The regional competitions roll around. Last year I had got third and looked to improve on that as well. I walked in the room around 12:45 and came out around 1:30, knowing that no one was beating me. Awards came 3 or 4 hours later, first place. And while I was happy with that score, I was not satisfied. I knew I'd have to do something at state, something better. For the next month, I'd do every practice test, even the previous state test, beating the first place score of the previous year by 5%. Spring break finally hits and the butterflies come back. I go through two of my three events and knew I had done well in both of those, the only one left being herpetology. I go into the room with the other 35 teams knowing that I could beat them all, just having to show that I could. The test goes by with a breeze, which isn't a good thing, but my partner and I are confident. Awards start late, as usual, around 7:12, and go in their usual alphabetical order. Anatomy, 3rd. Heredity, 5th. And they just go in alphabetical order, and it just skips over herpetology. Either a sign of close scores or some tests not being graded around. And then around the ends, they announce herpetology. 5th to 1st. 5th, St. Thomas More. 4th, West Lafayette. 3rd, Chesterton. 2nd, Raymond Park. And now the moment has come. My heart beating out of my chest. Will this be another year of disappointment, or will I show that I actually belong on this team? With about a 5-second delay between 2nd and 1st, it gives me enough time to have the last 7 months of my life flashed before my eyes. 5 days a week, over 300 hours of practice leading to this exact moment. Then I hear it. And first place, the state champions for herpetology, Thomas Jefferson. I jump out of my seat in excitement with my team yelling along with me. I walk up to the stage yelling, 11th to 1st baby, let's go, for some reason. And that was only one of our 10 firsts for our team. And that day, it meant more to me than any other award I have ever received. I knew that I had truly worked for it, and there was no fluke. I deserved this. I had worked hard, and I had gotten what I deserved.